Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Blasingame, thank you very much for hanging out with me. Pierce and Jane Howard are our guests. They're the co-authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Pierce is the author of the, I don't know how many editions of The Owner's Manual for the Brain. That's, how many editions now, Pierce? Did we lose Pierce?
Three editions.
Three editions. Okay, there he is. So it's been out a long time. It's still very important. And congratulations on the success of the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Jane, give us the website and tell us how we can find your stuff.
Well, the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work is available online through Amazon. It's also available as an ebook through iTunes, and we have another book that's also available on iTunes as an ebook, and that's The Owner's Manual for Personality from 12 to 22.
Oh, yeah, that's so a new one. Now you say on iTunes, nobody has to worry about Pierce singing it, though, right?
We will not be singing for you, Jim.
As long as Pierce is not singing it, that kind of, when you said iTunes, that kind of scared me a little bit. No, check it out, folks, seriously. I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you will become more familiar with the impact that personality has on the way people behave, the way they work, the way they work together, the way they work by themselves, the way their goals, how they set goals, and the assignment that you have for them, you will be more successful if you can do that. And that's the reason why I like telling you about the work that Pierce and Jane do. Let's continue to talk about some resolutions. Pierce, what's another one that we need to make for 2012?
Well, there's a big area of goal setting that emphasizes the difference between slam dunk type goals and stretch type goals. And what the research says is that making goals that are safe and sure bets, and you absolutely know that you're good at it, you can do it, you've done it before, you're going to do it again. That's nice, but to establish a goal that involves a little bit of stretch, that is not a sure thing, to set that kind of goal, to pursue it, and to achieve it, mm-hmm. is much, much more satisfying.
Should you maybe have only one or two of those so you don't...
Yes, absolutely. And it depends on how big the goal is and how many of them you have.
You
can't be doing stretch goals in every area of your life. That just takes too much energy.
It would kill you. But Jane, you know, that's such a good idea that Pierce just lurched uncontrollably to. Jane, I mean, think if you think about it, we were talking about in the earlier in the hour about writing four or five things down and putting it up on your mirror every day, and maybe putting them up on your monitor at work, or on the horn of your car, on the steering wheel of your car. You know, maybe if you have four or five things, two would be things that are kind of easy. One would be a little harder, and another one would be a really hard one. What do you think?
I think that would be absolutely the way to approach it. You want something that is doable. Maybe you're not being as disciplined right now, but then you need something that's going to challenge you. You need something that's going to move a little bit out of your comfort zone.
Don't we all wake up with you know, one day I'm more likely to take on the tough one, and tomorrow I'm maybe not as likely to do that. I mean, I'm that way, aren't you?
Absolutely. And
depends on our personality.
Go ahead, Pierce.
Yeah, with the tougher ones, you have to use the salami technique, which is slicing it up into smaller pieces so that the smaller pieces are more accomplishable.
Right, right. Yeah, I like that idea. The 2012 is really going to be, I think, a pivotal year for everything. Not just politics, but for business too, and I think, you know, the things that you've given us, Pierce and Jane, that you've told us have really, I think if we folks, if you follow the things that they've offered here today, you know, I think you've got a better chance of getting 2012 going in a good direction. Jane, I need that website again, and tell us how they can find you in the books.
Our website is www.centacs.com. It's C-E-N-T-A-C-S. It stands for Center for Applied Cognitive Studies.
All right. And the books, give us the title of the new book again.
The most current book is The Owner's Manual for Personality from 12 to 22.
Yeah.
And the second edition of our book, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, came out in the fall of 2010.
So check that out. Pierce, Jane, thanks for hanging out with us. Happy New Year. Let's have a good 2012 together.
Absolutely.
Pleasure to be with you.
Thanks, guys. See you later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Happy New Year, everybody. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.